maybe we can start with your name and your nation.
Okay, my name is Joanne Mahaney, and I am from the Squamish Nation. I am a member.
Yep.
I was born in Namu, and I was raised in North Vancouver, where my tribe is.
Yep.
Yes.
And why are you here today?
I am here because, one, my chief and council are in being and participating in the conference that's going on here in the Four Seasons. And one, I don't like how my chief and council is running our band affairs, our band businesses. Two, because it grows to pipelines, super tankers, to my vision that it affects everyone across Canada. The same issue that's going on in my band is going on in lots of bands across Canada.
Yeah.
So I need to bring note to it, I need to bring light, I need to say, and I'm standing here as a result.
What's wrong with the way that the chief and council system is dealing with this?
There's no accountability. We have not seen any audits. They tell people that we have audits available, but when we go to get audits, there is none. They make promises that they will meet with us in the way of talks. And so far, I've been doing this for 2 years, and they have not met us once.
And for those who don't know, what exactly is the nature of the meetings that's going on at the Four Seasons Hotel today?
How I see the nature of the talks is that they're teaching each other how to be large corporations. They're teaching each other how to get around the Indian Act. They're teaching each other how to run corporations within their community the way that they are.
Okay.
So I believe they're teaching each other how to be diseased.
How to be deceived. Deceased.
Yeah.
Deceitful.
Diseased.
Yeah.
Deceitful.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Dishonoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit about the history of how you got in. You've been fighting the chief and council for about 25 years, I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did that all start, and how has it come along?
It started with an elder lady friend of mine named Maisie Baker.
Mm-hmm.
She was fighting, or was the beginning of fighting the chief and council over a land issue that had to do with her brother. And what I did is I volunteered to start to do some work for them then. And so I got involved then. We ended up firing some chief and council at that time through a community vote. The community voted to fire three people from our band office. And so then I stopped and I just continued on with my life. And 2 years ago, she approached me again and asked me if I would help her again.
Okay.
And so with our relationship, with the friendship that we had, I could do nothing but say, yes, I will help you.
Okay.
Yes.
What does what's going on here have to do with like the large scale sort of pipelines and tar sands and other things that are going on across Canada?
That they are stepping on Native rights, they are stepping on Native lands, they are consulting Natives, and this comes from the federal government, it comes from the independent chief and councils, that this is happening and that they aren't following and letting people know what's going on.
So Joanne, how ideally do you think this situation should be dealt with as opposed to having this high-powered meeting at the Four Seasons Hotel?
I think ultimately my wish would be is that they listen to the people, because again, and you might have heard it many, many times, we are the caregivers of the land. And for myself, I've never been a caregiver of the land. I've raped and pillaged myself. I've been filled with money, property, and prestige. But somewhere I have recognized that we cannot continue this, that we need to stop, that to me, Mother Earth is already fighting back with the tidal waves and with the changing of the weather, the warming of the earth. Like it's all
this is
changing.
For you.